The word today is fishing. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. After Jesus' resurrection from the dead, some strange things happen. He appears to the apostles, then disappears, and in all this excitement, the apostles decide to go fishing. What was going on? We get some understanding of it all in an incident called the miraculous catch of fish. This was a very exciting time for these new Christians. To understand it better, let's listen to Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, fishing.
I would like to take you back for a moment to the time when Jesus was raised from the dead and he began to appear to the apostles. This must have been a phenomenally exciting time, but also a confusing time. If you can imagine being in that room on Easter Sunday where the apostles were locked in for fear of the Jews, and Jesus appears to them. Suddenly they're astounded and overjoyed, but then he disappears. He vanishes once again. What next? What are they to do as Jesus kind of pops in and pops out of their lives now? Should they go on the road carrying the message that he's raised from the dead? Should they remain indoors and fellowship and worship? Should they go fishing? Yes, that's it. They should go fishing. It seems kind of strange that we see that this is their decision to go fishing, but after all, this is what they were. They were fishermen. And if Jesus isn't there all the time to follow, what else are they going to do? They may as well be productive. They may as well do what they know best. After all, didn't Jesus say, I will make you fishers of men? Well, they're still in the learning process here. Here is a resurrection truth. After the mountaintop experience, after we have had the euphoria, the excitement, the joy, eventually we come back to some sense of normalcy. After the exhilarating event, we start to have regular days once again, and that's okay. Our life has changed, never the same, but it doesn't mean that every day is going to be some new adventure and excitement. No, we usually live our lives day to day in a very normal pattern. It's the same with conversion to Christianity. At first, you might be very excited, very fired up. You feel full of the Holy Spirit, and there's lots of zeal, and everything is new and exciting. But after a while, you realize that you still have to go on and earn your daily living, and you need to relate to your family and do all the things that are expected of you until the return of Christ. You see, the resurrection of Jesus does not guarantee that there will be sudden, glorious changes and that our future suddenly becomes perfect. If anyone is trying to tell you that in Jesus, when you come to faith, you should expect wealth and riches and power and glory and wonderfulness all the time, they're lying to you. Do not follow people like that. They are false prophets. Look carefully into the New Testament and you will see that the followers of Jesus had many sorrows, many troubles, hardships, trials, imprisonment, and yes, some even death for following Jesus. We are not promised glory and wealth and everything being perfect here to be followers of Jesus. And in fact, many of the people that listen faithfully to the word today around the world do suffer. They are belittled. They are harmed. They are jailed. And this is the reality of living in a sinful world as a dedicated follower of Jesus Christ. What we see Jesus doing here, showing up in John chapter 21, from verses 1 through 14, he makes a resurrection appearance by the Sea of Galilee. And he appears to the apostles once again. And in this particular instance, while they're fishing, they're out in their boat, and Jesus, in verse 5 of John 21, calls to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answer back. "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul in the net because of the large number of fish. At that point, John recognizes it's Jesus, and he says, "It's the Lord." And Peter puts on his cloak, his outer garment, and then jumps in the water. And you think, that's kind of strange. Normally, you would take it off before you jump into the water. But this is because he was going to meet his resurrected Lord and Savior. He wanted to be appropriate and proper before Jesus. What do we have going on here? Jesus, as we said, pops into the picture and then he disappears. He shows up and leaves. One of the things he wants to point out to them is he is not here permanently. The resurrection of Jesus wasn't so that he could stay physically among us forever. This was to get these individuals have the affirmation, the knowledge that he was raised from the dead definitively. They were able to touch him. They were able to see him. They were able to watch him eat. And in fact, that's one of the things he does as they are having breakfast on the shore of the sea, of the lake. He eats with them. And so they know absolutely he is physically raised from the dead. And all the promises that we have in Jesus Christ, that he can defeat sin and Satan, that he can raise us also, call us by our name from the grave, give to us because of his merits and goodness a glorified body and eternal life with God in heaven for all of those that put their hope and trust in him. You can have that. You can have that gift. It can be yours. And I encourage you, and I want you to encourage your friends and family members to come to Jesus Christ to get that gift. It's given by God's grace and mercy. Isn't that fantastic? That is the best gift you will ever be given in this life. And so Jesus plays a kind of a hide-and-seek game with the apostles, and this must have heightened their excitement, like when they saw him as they were fishing. And then he tells them to throw the net on the right side of the boat. Remember, he was teaching them, "I'm going to make you fishers of men." And they had not caught anything all night, and then they throw their nets, and what happens? This happens twice, actually, during the Gospels. They catch abundant fish, a miraculous number of fish. The sheer joy of this must have stayed with them through the rest of their lives. They were becoming fishers of men, and Jesus was going to teach them about Pentecost, about the fact that the Holy Spirit would come and empower his people, including you and me, to go and to bring others to Jesus. You know, there's a resurrection truth in all this, too, in Jesus showing up and then disappearing again. We have not seen Jesus physically with our own eyes, but that does not mean Christ has forgotten us. He may have gone to be at the right hand of the Father, but don't mistake this. He has sent his Spirit to be with us, to dwell in us. And I remember what Peter said. This is the man who put on his cloak to jump into the water to go to meet Jesus that morning. Listen to what Peter said in his first letter, 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. He said, "Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Even though I have not seen Jesus personally, physically, with my eyes, I am looking forward to seeing him. We have received the guarantee of eternal life through Christian baptism and through walking with our Lord Jesus in faith. We are receiving the salvation of our souls, and I encourage you to join me in that and have your family members come to this assurance. Let's create a group of people that are walking by faith and certainty and have the resurrection truth that Christ lived for us, died for us, was raised for us so that we could be forgiven and have eternal life with God. One of the things Jesus wants us to do as fishers of men is not to try to lure people. You know, Christians don't act like false prophets. I mentioned earlier people that promise riches and power and wealth and perfect health. They're trying to lure people. That is not what a Christian does. A Christian does like the apostles in Jesus' day and casts the net, throws out the net. Well, what do? We cast the gospel. We throw out the gospel and we see who will respond. We see who will come, who will react to that message of the goodness of Jesus Christ. The Spirit is working within you. I hope that you are delighted by what you're hearing today, that our Lord and Savior Jesus comes to us in His Holy Spirit. He calls us to Himself. He wants us to be assured that He had been raised from the dead, and He wants us to follow Him, to sincerely put our hope and trust in Him. And as you listen to this message, I hope that you will determine to cast that message like the apostles threw the net and caught so many fish. You can do this too. You can be a fisher of people. You can share the news of Jesus and have the joy of seeing individuals respond to Him and come to Him and get the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. I hope that you will enjoy becoming a fisher of men as you honor and serve Jesus, who has been raised from the dead.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.